She's in something coming out soon. I just she's can't in remember Machete. What it is. That's what God, it is.
I so have to see that movie.
That, like, I don't. You know, you want to see
Lindsay
it.
Lohan as the nun.
I gotta say, I saw that. Like, they had a picture of, like, her, the nun with, like, the gun barrel. I was like,
she's like licking it with, like,
I never. She never really did it for me. I was like, I'm a big
trailer
fan.
Is perfect in and of itself. I feel that if I see the movie, it will ruin the trailer.
I haven't seen the trailer. I did, after clicking on 6 different sites, finally see the Thor trailer.
Oh, I finally, yeah. I don't know about the Thor trailer. I don't know. It's funny, all the old guys, like, Terrence and Joel think it's awesome. Like, the old school Thor trailer.
I liked it. I will say, because, you know, I've been raining, like, a shit parade on the entire, everything I've seen. The trailer actually was really good.
Really good discussion on the board.
I don't know if I really like this, like, the story. It looks like it might look cool.
Well,
but also, I'm sorry.
The thing I'm missing out on. Well, okay, that's awful.
I hate when that's in trailers, man. It's just like.
Well, the thing is, I'm confused on it. Oh, it's the big man there.
And there is no.
There's, yeah, the
lyrics. We did a sing along.
And, like, Thor is Thor. Which is, I mean, he gets cast out of Asgard.
I totally cave. Yeah.
You finally started watching Big Bang?
I was totally against it, because I was like, okay, because everyone was telling me, oh, these guys are just like you. I was like, really? Like,
they're not just
they're,
like
you. No, they read comic books.
Do you have the seasons?
Yeah, okay, first, second. I've well, I don't have three. I don't think three is out yet. I think I have first and second.
Three is out.
Yeah, as of, like, past couple weeks.
We don't have three?
Really?
No.
Okay.
Score.
They were giving them out at San Diego.
Oh.
Given, like, the
wow. People who had really good questions, they were like, you get a box set.
Wow. We've got to go next year, Ted.
I didn't think of a really good question. But, how did you guys think of the name Sheldon?
At the Fables panel, what they do, they have this, like, tradition. They ask people if they have something, like, does anybody have a Rubik's Cube? Anybody have a clothes hanger? And if you happen to have that with you, you get a free, like, print or book.
It's the most random thing.
It really is.
So do you
is.
Just look around your apartment before you leave and just start packing things and stuff?
Well, have, I mean, a lot of
does anyone have a knife
have
over with a blade of over 3 inches?
Without a sheath.
Without a sheath.
Some people have, like, really weird costumes there and have things.
That's so funny. So this is Adam of the Dollar Bin. I'm here. We're here to discuss Scott Pilgrim. But before we get into that, you've already heard some of our little discussions about some of the things going on. I'm going to go ahead and leave all that in here. Not all of it. Not all of it. But mainly some of the stuff that you just heard, obviously. And around the circle here. This is my birthday, by the way. We are recording on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
We would sing the song, but
we'd
have
to
pay
royalty.
Yeah. We do in the restaurant ones. Fried chicken, country ham. It's your birthday. Hot damn. They actually had to change it.
Where is that?
That was the Longhorn, but now they had to change it because I guess the dam was like, so now they have to change it to hot dog.
It doesn't rhyme. Anyway, so as you can hear,
take your crazy birthday song.
Telling her redneck birthday story over here is Heather. Around the circle is Ted, and further around is Sean.
Hi.
Ted, you didn't say hi.
I'm assuming they can piece it together. the other male that's not you. I'm giving our listeners a little more credit than that. So.
What if it's their first time?
That was too easy of a joke. I'm not gonna. Not gonna joke
on a platter. Make like it sounds like I'm full.
I was like, should I go like hymen joke there? Do I go? I'll be soft and gentle. Like I don't know. Okay.
You said we weren't allowed to make fun of virgins.
So I said we're. no one said that.
Actually, that wasn't.
I know, but I believe it was somebody said it, but then we kept just going with it anyway. But not here, who should be in a Scott Pilgrim show, are Terrence, Devin, and Brandon, all of which probably like Scott Pilgrim just as much, if not more, than everybody else here.
Yeah.
But somebody's got kids.
Hold on,
somebody's
Brandon?
Moving.
I don't know Brandon read him.
I don't know if Brandon read him either.
I know Terrence does. I know Devin is huge.
Yeah, no, Brandon. Dude,
Devin, oh God! Can we tell
you about a midnight? Yeah.
Can we tell? Can we tell the Devin story though?
That was Brandon.
And you guys can.
Somebody asked me. It was this other guy.
We're telling a Devin story.
Tom
and
Watson.
We'll listen to her story. Listeners care more about the women anyway.
Hi, everybody.
So the book came out officially on Tuesday.
Because that's when
and some places
had
like Monday midnight releases or something, or parties or some places
had. Like that.
Yeah.
So, so Devin, you know, Devin and I email occasionally. He emails me. He's
Devin,
like,
Devin likes sending out little, like, I don't pay attention to the forum, so I'm going to bring up something that we're already all talking about on the forum.
Yeah. So he emails me on like Tuesday, was like, hey, man, I can't wait for Scott Pilgrim to come out tomorrow. I was like, dude, it's out. Like, I don't, like, you can go to the store right now and buy it.
I already had it.
So, and I was like, yeah, hey, Adam has it, dude. I'm like, you should go pick it up. And then, so, of course, for some whatever random reason, I guess he heard that and he didn't realize that he could have gone to a comic book shop and get it.
No.
He went to a bookstore.
Not
well,
all
comic shops don't all put them
participated.
Out.
Oh, yeah. On Tuesday, I thought they were out, though.
Because Tuesday shipping is when bookstores get things. Yeah. Comic shops get all their shipping really on Wednesday.
Oh, I thought it was at comic book stores. Yeah. All right, well, then he made the right call. But so he goes to two different bookstores. The first one had
to Barnes & Noble?
Which one did you want? Yeah. I think he went Barnes & Noble.
Had an ordering problem.
He went to two Barnes & Noble.
And they thought it was coming out August 3rd.
Yeah, exactly. That was a hilarious note. But he sends me a text. He's like, Ted, you idiot. Like, it doesn't come out on August 3rd. I was like, no. That is quite incorrect, my friend.
Did you take a picture of yours?
I wish I could. Yeah, that email, I was like, well, I went to Books A Million and got mine. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, you put a lot of thought into that. And it's like, no, I have a Books A Million membership card. So I went there. I got mine for $8.
I just figured I could wait a day. I just went on Wednesday. I actually think I went on Thursday to pick them up. Or something. I was like, I could wait a couple of days. It's not a big deal.
It's a good thing you had it on reserve. We sold out of all 25.
That's what I heard. Well, like,
Wednesday.
I was there and, like, was it Matt was there? Yeah, Matt was there. He was kind of looking like, oh, I wish I had reserved. And he was looking at my copy a little greedily.
I was like, I had one reserved, sorry. But since Adam bought it, I let it loose. Okay.
Yeah, I just went right. I mean, and since together we have 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 now. I think we're 4, 5, and 6. We're missing 2, right?
One.
2 and 3. They're right next to me. I can't see them.
Can't wait to read. I'm going to read these tonight.
Four.
I can't wait.
Are you going to read them back?
One, four,
I love these books.
Six.
They're so good.
Is that why you texted me? You finished 6 and you're like, I need my books back.
Well, I was nervous that like when the way 6 started up, I was like, shit, am I going to need 5?
Yeah.
And then like, and I actually remember, I guess I remembered it because I remembered so much about it. So
I got about 5 pages, and we'll start from the beginning eventually, but I got about 5 pages into 6. And I remember, I was like, all right, I'm going to go. I went back and pulled out 5 and I read the last quarter of 5 and then went, no, it didn't help. like there's a giant gap between 5 and 6 of just a bunch of stuff that happened that none of it's explained. It just happened. You just have to know that these things happened.
Yeah.
And nowhere does it mention them actually, you know, happening. So it took me a minute to really adjust to that, but we can work our way through, starting with
Brian Lee O'Malley actually talked about that at the panel.
Did he?
He's like, I just kind of figured that people would get it.
Except for the fact that it had been like, what, a year and a half or something since what everybody read. Yeah. And then, so I was like, I'm missing something. When did this happen? And it didn't actually ever happen in books, mm-hmm. in print.
He's like, yeah, I know I didn't explain stuff. But.
So when did you guys jump on the Scott Pilgrim?
I jumped on right after 2 came out.
Yeah.
I want to say, shoot.
What caused you to jump on?
I seriously think I just overheard like a conversation. Oh, no. I think Sean, those guys recommended, because this is when I was in my, hey, just tell me stuff to read and I'll buy it mode. And I loved
that, Ted.
I'm still there. Just I think everyone recommends stuff. I've already read it, though, now.
Read Red. Okay. I'll let you borrow it if you want. It's sick.
Cully Hamner's.
Actually, Sean has to read it. Cully Hamner's Red.
Done?
Okay. Sean's got to read it.
I have to read it by next Monday.
By next Monday, yeah. So you might pick it up, but
okay, it's
super, super awesome. You could probably read it here in like 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm in.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I think these guys just recommended me grab it, and it was unbelievable. Yeah, I was like, it's only on 2. I was like, so how much more is left? It's like, then it became the waiting game. Like, you wait for a year. Like, it felt like you wait like a year for one to come out, then you read it in 10 minutes, but it was still awesome. So, yeah. So, I was hooked immediately, though.
I remember, I either jumped in at 1 or 2. I blame my ex-boyfriend. The end.
Wow.
There's no editing in that short story.
And then we'll work around, I guess. Because you just read it.
I am a Johnny Come Lately. So.
I picked up the first Scott Pilgrim after hearing everybody talk about it. I mean, like, even like Dusty praises Scott Pilgrim. That's like a book that even he speaks highly of.
What?
So I was like, okay, this is a book that I'm going to have to read. And I was at Acme Comics and Records down in Columbia, and he had it like on sale, or he had it or something. So I was like, I'll pick that up. So I bought it, and I just didn't like it. I just thought it was like boring. I thought like a lot of it was just like, why is everybody talking this up so much? This, and maybe it was just talked up too high. And I was like, I'm done. This is a congratulations. You guys are wrong, you know? And so then I stopped reading. I bought number one, and then either I borrowed Ted's or I borrowed Terrence's. I can't remember who I borrowed them from. One of the black guys in the dollar bin. I don't know.
Exactly.
And Adam brings up race first this time. He beat you to it, Ted.
So I bought it. I borrowed
exactly
them.
Like
them. Yeah.
I do.
Ted and Terrence, I confuse them all the time.
Sadly. Yeah.
Anyway, I read through, and I think I read 5 wasn't out yet, so I read 2, 3, and 4 in like a night. And I read each one faster than the one before. They got better and better. And then I got to the end of 4, and I couldn't sleep, you know, because it's like I wanted to read 5 right then and there, because I want to know what happens. Yeah. And then 5 only came out a few weeks later, so I didn't have to wait that long for 5.
Okay.
But then 6, I had to wait for that one. And that's my how I got into Scott Pilgrim story. Heather?
Let's see. I think it was...
Yesterday?
No. Yeah, I read all 5 yesterday. I'm really tired. No, I think we were... When we did the Heroes Con pre-show, we were talking about it. Ted made fun of me and said I was going to be a poser if I saw the movie without reading the books.
I still stand by that.
Then brought me the books at the Heroes Con wrap-up show. After I texted him every single day of Heroes Con, and you bring them the next day, I got him at the wrap-up show. And so I just finished 4 and 5 yesterday and have started reading 6 while we're sitting here.
Try not to spoil anything.
Yeah.
You come to a podcast.
No, I know. And if y'all talk about it, I'm not...
Right.
And now that I think about it, it's kind of early on. We really can't spoil it, I think. I think we're kind of in the zone where we really probably shouldn't spoil it.
Yeah, too close.
I think it's too close. I think we can't. Okay. We got to be careful on spoilers, I think.
We'll be careful, I guess.
How long has Volume 5 been out?
Oh, no. Five is fair play. Yeah, five is fair game.
Yeah, anything that's been out game. For every year.
Yeah.
I think you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I also got to admit that Sean and Sean and I did see the movie. On Wednesday, which I really wanted to avoid doing so that the movie wouldn't disrupt our discussion of the books. And I'm going to try really hard to not think of it in terms of the movie.
Okay.
But I thought...
I'm just curious, though, about the movie. I didn't want to ask a bunch of questions, but keep
that's
going.
Fine. I'll say, as far as the movie goes, I think I liked it more than Sean. Sean thought it was slow. I thought the reason...
I don't know how to explain it yet.
The reason it was slow, I think, is because the first quarter of the movie is like breakneck speeds, and then like it just goes plot.
The acting, I mean, the characters are really spot on, but I think a lot of the flaws in the book come out more in the movie.
Yeah,
the characters are very flat.
Back to the book
as we hijack the conversation, which you did not want to do in the first place. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that.
We had and Richard gave us. I'll say that Richard's Comics and Collectibles is who gave us the pre-screening pass.
Don't you want to tell us their address so that your listeners can find it?
Lawrence Road in Greenville.
A Lawrence.
Is it
South Lawrence Road? I have no idea.
No, you are
that
completely
up.
Making things up.
Yeah, I did.
So we did that, and then also a couple weeks ago, Sean and I attended the Upstate Comic Book Club in Greenville. And the book discussion was on Scott Pilgrim for that as well. And that was our first one, and it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. The first thing that was being talked about when we got there was the fact that all the characters look the same.
It's hard to tell the girls apart.
I will say the girls, yes.
And they even mention it in book 6, I think. They even bring up the fact that they all look the same.
They talk about, they all look the same.
Like, are you the one with the, are you the one with the glasses?
Are you
the one with the freckles? Yeah, I mean, they bring that up.
It's not even so much, the main characters I can all tell apart, but it's just, like the one that was dating was Steven Sills or Stills, whatever.
Dude,
like
whoever, I can't tell. I can't. Any, like all
like
of
if it
Wallace's,
wasn't for those like little blocks, like telling who yeah. I wouldn't have. I have like, no clue.
All of Wallace's boyfriends, I
I didn't know we even really
and
met
other,
many
and
of
other
them.
Scott, like,
oh,
well, like,
Joseph.
Other Scott comes and goes.
End. That was hilarious. Other Scott. I love that. I totally forgot who he was.
Yeah.
I was like, look, it's other Scott. Like, okay, yeah, that's true. So random.
What the heck was up? Well, never mind. I won't.
It was the last book.
No, did they explain Nega Scott? Was he in 5?
No, he's no. in six.
He's in six.
He's just in six.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't explain him, right?
No, and Negus Scott.
Well, didn't they kind of, there was one like a flashback scene or something, like where he was supposed to there. Like, I think there's like a flashback in six, like in the book six, there's kind of like a flashback where he's supposed to be there. I didn't have the books to go back and check and see if that was actually there. I assumed yeah. it was.
What do you, like a flashback?
Well, like in, inside of six, do you have like, I know Heather's reading, do you have like a six you can toss me? Or
Heather's got my six.
And where's my, oh, my six is at home. I thought that was my six.
And I actually had, I had just gotten to Negus Scott.
It was like all of a sudden Negus Scott, and they don't explain it.
I'm pretty, God, and I'm pretty sure with the movie, he was just like, because they didn't tell him the whole thing, or they weren't told exactly how it was going to end. I'm pretty sure he just said.
I thought that they did. Oh, I thought that he told him how he was going to end the book.
But I bet you that what he did is he said, all right, here's how it's going to end, and here are different things I'm going to use. You know, I'm sure they didn't have like a script or anything.
Yeah, I did
like
think that was odd that the movie includes six.
Well, it had to.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't have been an end. Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have, I guess, because he wouldn't have fought all of the evil exes.
I will also throw out there.
Oh, the kitty.
That I liked the end in six, in the movie better than in six.
Oh, so it's that different.
About the movies.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Because I want to do a movie discussion later in the month. I want to try to get everybody together
and do a Scott Pilgrim movie.
So yeah, like a lot of the just the characters. And who's your favorite character?
Who? That's tough.
I really like Envy.
I think Envy because it's just sparse use of her. I think it just was and then she has like the one of the coolest entrances. I think is the end of part two, like with the whole band coming out and everything. I think I've talked about that before on the show and everything. It was a really cool like kind of little page they did there. But she's just really cool and like but she's kind of evil too though.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm not supposed to like her.
But I do so much. Yeah,
and I think it may be because she is the female that's so different. I know it's her as soon as I see her on the page.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. She is the most distinct character I think out of. Yeah, she is
especially
easily
the girls.
Most like I think she's probably the best drawn character as well. Like you just kind of look at her.
It makes me wonder if that's his favorite one because I feel like he spends a lot more time with her.
And she has all these different looks. Like even Ramona's, some of Ramona's like different looks look kind of phoned in. It's like okay, I shade her hair a little differently. Like yeah, you have dressed down Envy. You have dressed up Envy. You have Barbie doll Envy. Yeah, you have like college
Malibu Envy.
Unless Ramona's wearing goggles on top of her head, I can't recognize her half the time.
Well, when she grew her hair out, it was easier to tell, but then she went crazy.
Well, and then is Roxy the girl ex?
Who's Roxy?
Roxy. Oh,
yeah. Isn't it Roxy?
Yeah.
I forget you just read these books. Yeah. I'm like, who's Roxy?
Well, and I think she stands out to me because the girl who plays her is on Parenthood.
Yeah. Anne Veal. How do you not know where's Anne Veal?
And,
Arrested Development.
Right.
She's
Anne.
Egg.
Anne. Egg.
See, I've already forgotten.
Like who? Who?
It's Anne.
Her?
Yeah.
Her?
See,
her?
I've already forgotten her.
You have a girlfriend?
Have I met
yes,
her?
Yes, you sit, you're sitting next to her.
Yeah.
You rolled out of Mexico with her.
Dad, she's right there.
She just takes these little packets of mayonnaise and just squeezes them in her mouth. And
oh, God.
I miss that show so much.
And then she, the end where she's with the uncle.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. See, in a season three, that way, she ended up with Job.
I think one of the reasons I disliked is Scott Pilgrim in the beginning and number one is because I hated the character Scott Pilgrim. I hated him.
How can you hate him? Yeah, there's not he's much. Not a, what's he doing?
He's, I mean,
he's just being a douche.
He is like, yeah. It's hard to really redeem him. It's like, you know,
he's a tool.
He leaves knives on. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Oh,
if your life had a face, I would punch it.
Was she like 17?
She's 17.
He's like
24.
It's already sketchy.
I thought she was younger than that because when she's turning 18 in book six, I was like, wait a minute, she was just 16.
No, she was 17.
Like, he didn't know her age.
Yeah,
and it's like
I don't think he knows his own age.
He doesn't know a lot of things.
It was weird with the way that character developed. Is I think, and I don't know. This is all like just guessing. I think maybe Brian Lee O'Malley had him kind of starting to mature, and they realized he was maturing a lot faster than the pace of the books, and he kind of had to take a couple steps back. I feel like he was starting to. I mean, like maybe
he
like
gets a job and he starts.
He was
working,
starting to get. Oh, he has a backslide. He has to he has to become a fuck up again and everything. And it was I don't know. Yeah, he wasn't a very likable character.
No.
And you're like the whole time. It's like. I guess is the whole appeal that Ramona has with him is just that he's so spacey. Is that his appeal?
I don't know.
Is he just like a spacey
like Ramona,
dude?
And why why does Ramona like him?
It's kind of weird. You don't really get much. And I guess now you're kind of destroying a book for me. Now I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, wow. Hey, look who's in the house.
Hey, Brian Isom.
Come on, B. Oh, I didn't bring anything.
That's how Sean if he asked anything.
Until we really started talking about it, I didn't really think about the fact that you don't really know what the appeal is between the two characters.
Like, you just destroyed that for me. We were talking about earlier how the characters are kind of flat. And now I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, you just take it for granted that they're in, well, he loves her and she kind of feels something for him.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
No, but I love every time they say, have you said the L word? He immediately goes to lesbians. They're like, the other L word, he's lesbians, like, lesbian?
the other one, lesbians.
Jumping around as much as we possibly can.
Can we talk about the vegan police?
Dude, yes, you can.
Hilarious.
I like the vegan police. I thought that was so pretty.
Just one of the many random, it's just hilariousness in the video game stuff. I mean,
I think it was the gelato, but then I think Envy says something about, you mean chicken parmesan isn't vegan? I mean, it's something that ridiculous, you're like, oh,
Ted,
geez.
Have you read the color special?
Yeah, yeah, it was in the beginning of four.
Yeah,
it's
in four.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah,
I know that. Just off the top of my head.
They're at the beach.
It blew my mind when I first saw that. I have that also signed by Brian Lee O'Malley.
The one where they go to the movies?
No, the one where they're trying to pick out food, but he doesn't know what he wants to eat because he's trying to power up.
Oh, I'll have that one.
That one's really good. It's a color special, and he's like going through, they're in the convenience store and he's trying to pick what soda he wants or drink he wants. And he's reading the power ups and it's like agility plus two, strength plus one.
Like a little River City Ransom action right there. Yeah.
And so I think though,
and I guess it's because, especially Ramona in particular, when they are in the color panels, I can identify the characters a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely. They have different color hair.
Yeah. You just like,
I think even with the other characters, they become more identifiable. When they're not in black and white.
All right, well,
but I think even Kim Pine becomes more identifiable later in the books. I think they start getting more distinct features.
Yeah, I think when they're in the bar sitting in the booth, that's when I have a really hard time telling who's who.
Yes. The booth scene,
I'm like,
where they're bouncing back and forth of who's talking.
I'm like, who's Lisa?
That one is tricky. That's where I think it really stands out that they all look alike.
Hiding is cleaning.
Let me say that I really like the character of Wallace.
Oh, yeah. He's probably the most likable character, yeah. I think. I mean, he has his stuff together. He looks out for Scott. Yeah, he great advice.
He's like, I'm going to
gay. You always like the gay characters.
And he's like, and he's not just like gay. He's like promiscuous gay.
Yeah, aren't they all?
I was going to say a lot of gay guys in particular.
No,
it's not.
I kind of thought it was like the easy bathroom sex. Is that not what really happens? I don't know.
That's more with the guys. I think more than women. There's a joke about lesbians moving in together after the second date.
Really?
Lesbians commit really quickly, just as a generalization. But yeah, the gay guys are generally
I
haven't either.
I guess two women.
Yeah, they generally are talking. Yeah, moving together after a second date.
I really like the Wallace character. He's a good character. I'm trying to continue to talk about the book.
I'm sorry. I'll hold off on this. I won't read this right now.
And they also can accept the fact that Wallace and Scott share a bed, like, very easily. I would be kind of sketched out by that.
Didn't faze me at all.
With Wallace's boyfriends, or, like, sometimes this pop-up sometimes. Other Scott, they're all in bed together.
Wallace doesn't, like, do anything to warn Scott, since it's basically like a one-room apartment, that if he comes in and Wallace has a dude over, he's getting ready to walk in on something.
I'm sorry, you just saw another man's balls.
Yeah, it starts out, it's just the shadiest setup. It's like, who would live like that? It's so bad.
But they all seem to accept it. That's what, none of the, like, Ramona goes with him and is like, okay, one bed. She seems to get over that a lot quicker than I think I would.
He does end up staying over Ramona's house most of the time, though.
Yeah.
Once they start dating. It was like once they started dating, then they moved in. It was literally like kind of.
He still lived, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Because then Wallace,
but he only owned a jacket. Didn't like he owned like a jacket.
Yeah, that first scene that where it's like Wallace's stuff. Wallace.
It was his toothbrush or something too. So
weird. Yeah.
Oh god.
It's like all he. So it's not hard for him to move in anywhere.
Yeah. It's just so many things, like little things about the story as it's coming back. It's just like little funny, like little instances and everything. Just yeah,
and that's what makes it.
Yeah,
you know, the relationship between Scott and Ramona is what drives the plot.
Yeah,
but it's all those little things that keep it entertaining and keep it fun.
And you just ruined that relationship, by the way, for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
there really was no
that relationship doesn't matter except for what happens in the very end.
Quite literally, because you don't know why they're together.
Somebody's gonna have the evil exes.
But okay, so let's talk evil exes.
Get stuck together because, well, he's like, okay, well, I have to fight these people, so we might
yeah.
date.
I mean, that's kind of what happens is they kind of start dating a little. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What were you going to say?
They kind of start dating a little, but then as soon as they kind of start dating is when the first evil ex shows up. And then it's like at that point, it's almost like there's a commitment now.
Was you're in, you're in.
Yeah, didn't you get my email?
Yeah. I skimmed it.
Great delivery. But yeah, that email shows up like after their very first date, and I'm using finger quotes.
viewing audience at home.
Any favorite fights or evil exes that stood out?
I liked the twins.
The twins.
Were they the ones with robots?
Yeah, they didn't. They were mostly fighting with the robots.
I like that. I thought it was funny.
I did like the twins more because the way that they did the fight scenes, because Ramona was out on the deck, I think maybe with Kim. And so you see more Scott fighting in the background.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
I like that better than some of the other fights. It was more humorous.
Yeah, that one is pretty funny.
And I guess because I'd already seen the trailer for the movie when I was reading the books, I'm already picturing Chris Evans as the movie star. I can even hear his voice in the lines so when I'm reading it.
He was so spot on that.
Yeah. I'm really glad that I did read all of the books before seeing the movie, though, so that I wouldn't have, like, that whole... I could still picture
it
my own way.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were, like, really raining down on, like, knowing what Gideon would look like, and I was like...
I thought that was kind of, like...
I didn't mind. You know, you kind of had seen a rough image of him, and then, like, I thought it was, like, dead-on casting.
No, it is.
He's thought it was a great casting.
Superb for Gideon. Yeah. Yeah, like as far as that character goes.
And who is that guy?
Jason Schwartzman?
Jason Schwartzman.
What else has he been in?
Rushmore?
Stop talking. That's all that matters in his career, I think, at this point.
Yeah, has he done anything besides that?
Yeah, he's
he was in he went in the Royal Tenenbaums.
He's in I Heart Huckabees. Funny, yeah. Yeah,
he was in Funny People. He was in the parts of Funny People that was actually funny. The roommates. Like, literally the scenes with the roommates, they should have made that the movie, because we'll have to get on that, but that was not a very good movie.
I Heart Huckabees, Darjeeling Limited.
The only character in the movie that doesn't look exactly like the character in the book is Michael Cera and Scott Pilgrim.
Really?
Do you think they do look a lot alike?
It's kind of really on.
I don't know.
As far as you can get real life, that's kind of dead on, dude. I gotta say, that's you're not beating that. That's what I'm gonna. No, that's I totally disagree there.
I think, like, Michael Cera doesn't have as round of a face as, like, Scott. But all the other characters, like, their face match shapes.
I gotta say, when I saw that casting, I was like, when I saw the first, like, picture of him, I was like, okay, that's a great call.
I guess I did picture Scott Pilgrim.
But I thought everybody else was dead on.
Scott Pilgrim in the book is a little bit more animated.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
because
he's a drawing.
Well, no, exactly. All
not
the, no, but the characters.
I'm talking
about the movie again.
No, I'm talking about vocally.
Damn you, Adam.
Vocally
I was
animated.
Like, because he wasn't animation.
But even, but like, yeah.
Being an asshole. I'm sorry.
One thing that was brought up at the Upstate Comic Club, is what it's called, is the fact that, like, there's so many references to, like, you know, Smashing Pumpkins and other, like, 90s things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I'm, like, looking back, and, like, it came to mind that, you know, it took him 10 years to do this book, basically.
Well, and there are a lot of, like, references, like Plumtree or whatever that band is.
So,
that he loves that nobody else knows about.
because we were thinking, it's like, okay, well, 2004, right?
Yeah.
Is his first one. And you know he had this in mind.
Yeah, for a while.
For a while. So it's almost 10 years. So, I mean, the funny thing is as time is progressing in real life, you can't do the same thing with the book.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of maintain a era.
Well, it's in Canada. Remember, everything happens there later.
Behind, right, exactly. They're behinding.
Robin Sparkles, anyone?
Yeah.
So it's interesting to kind of see a lot of those references.
Today.
I can pull it up on my phone.
Oh, God.
I got a new phone, everybody. It's awesome. I can get on the internet.
The mall.
I can watch videos.
There's supposed to be more Robin Sparkles this season.
That was what's missing from season 5, I think.
Dude, sandcastles in the sand.
Sandcastles in the sand. Sandcastles in the sand.
Hey, great. That had the beak in it.
Tiffany.
It did.
And don't forget the beak.
And by the way, I know we're doing a huge segue. Alan Thicke is a huge sketchball, apparently.
Huh?
That was like some weird, like, what was the story I heard about him?
Alan Thicke?
Yeah, he's like a huge sketchball. It shocked me.
No, don't ruin Alan Thicke.
What happened to him? What happened? I swear he got busted with like a 17-year-old or something. It's something weird.
But I really think that
Scott Pilgrim. I thought that was Pilgrim. John Stamos.
Is he in like Flynn?
That was John Stamos that had like the sketchy teenagers up in his room.
Books.
Although all not right, according to the verdict of that lawsuit.
Scott Pilgrim.
I think the Scott Pilgrim books. I think the Scott Pilgrim books
perhaps
get better and better with each book. Except I do think that 5 was better than 6. And I think 4 was better than 6.
I was going to stop you as you said. Five was the best.
5 is the best one.
I was emotionally upset after I read 5. I was so bummed. I was like, oh my God, I'm drained. Like,
yeah.
It's this roller coaster of emotion.
Yeah, like I said, 4 had me like locked.
Yeah.
Like I was locked after 4. And then 5 was really awesome. And then I think 6 brought it back to about a 2.5.
Yeah. I think
somewhere between 2 and 3 in quality.
Well, the thing was, is like, I think the other books were, you know, they were really light, I felt, you know, until you got to 5. And it was just, you know, it was always this sense of foreboding. You can always kind of see that Ramona was kind of distancing herself. It was like, man, something's going to go wrong in this book. You can kind of just always tell, and it just hit. And it just, wow, it blew me away, kind of, like, when that kind of...
I read 4 and 5 quicker, I think, because I was enjoying them more. The earlier ones I could put down, and I was reading other things while I was reading those.
Yeah.
4 and 5, I just went through them.
See, that's funny you say that, because when I was reading, yeah, I guess I did kind of fly through it. And that was one of the other things I wanted to bring up. Like, did anyone feel like 6 was, it took you longer to read it? Or it seemed like it was more happening or something? I feel like it took me longer. It felt like it was a little harder, a little heavier lifting.
6 was maybe heavy. There's a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of jumping around.
Yeah.
The pace of the pace of the other books is like bam, bam, bam. You're shooting right through it, linear. You jump back a little bit.
Yeah.
But like 6 had all these flashbacks, and you're going in and out of things, and you're going like, you know, moving around, and
there's swords and
and brains and
cactus land and.
Yeah, so there's a lot more thought involved in reading 6.
Yeah.
But that's like 5 had them recording the album. It's just like, this is so boring.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out what was going on with that, because he was only recording them one at a time, it looked like.
That's how you record.
I'll ruin something for you, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that. One reveals in 6.
It's hilarious that...
I gotta read that one.
That's exactly what it's like recording an album.
But they were
just sitting in front of a laptop.
Yeah,
but didn't they?
That's like, what it's like.
Record like hours and hours, and then they had like 17 minutes, or something ridiculous.
That's what
That's what happens. That's what it's like recording
also,
an album.
Also, see podcasting. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what it's like. Like generally, I mean, it depends on how you can do live albums, but it takes a lot more equipment. It takes better rooms. Generally, what you do is you lay down the drums, and then you lay down the bass, and then you lay down guitars, and then you lay down the vocals or whatever else. I mean, you do them one at a time, generally, unless you have the equipment and the room to do it live.
Did they ever finish a set?
Sex Bomb. I don't think
Sex
I don't
Bomb.
Know. I don't know that they...
That's an awesome name.
It is.
Sex Bomb. This is definitely a book that, you know, I read, and I was like, I think if you're 18, 19, I don't think you get a lot of it.
I don't think you would either.
I don't think, I mean, like, especially the video game references, I don't think you get any of that stuff. Maybe the Street Fighter stuff, kind of like you can kind of tell it's like a fighting game. That stuff really hadn't changed up. But, like, all the Nintendo references, all the, like, Zelda references, I don't think, the kids don't know that stuff, I got a feel.
I mean, like the
like sex bob omb. Do they even know what a bob omb is nowadays?
Maybe, because there are Mario Galaxy and stuff like that. And
I don't know. I just don't think it was for. I think it was for like 25 to 35. If you're in that range,
are you saying that knives would not maybe
she knives would not understand what's happening around her? She doesn't understand that she's the biggest fan, but she doesn't understand the significance of the name. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So what's a bob omb? Are you making fun of people that with speech impediments?
Hey, buddy, I'm drunk for you. U equals Scott. It's like text messages they would get.
Yeah, I did like the ones from that was from Wallace.
Yeah, the Wallace is always texting.
And I guess Scott doesn't have his own phone, so he has to send them to Ramona.
Scott, he's just the biggest fuck up ever.
He's like a vagrant or something. Just like
he just coasts through life. It's unbelievable. Just him just showing up at people's places is.
Am I saying that I wouldn't want to do that? No, because I would happily live that.
But would
life.
You be Scott's friend? Like, just like, ask the question. Like, if you would you
be Scott Pilgrim's
friend?
No.
Like, who would be? I don't think unless you want to see cool shit happening. And I guess. Which is not even cool to them. It's everyday stuff. No one gets, there's a giant robot here. No one freaks out. Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
just the absurdness in that book is just so hilarious.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about it because it kind of built up to the ridiculous fight scene.
Yeah.
That nobody was reacting around them.
It's just like,
hey. Just conversations were continuing. They're like, hey, ninja fight. All right.
Yeah, and it's like that first fight, it's like after he wins the fight, that's how they win the Battle of the Bands. You know, it's because of the fight.
I love the coins.
Yeah, the coins is pretty cool. Yeah, the video, all those references, the video games and stuff. Like everybody talked about it and how it's different worlds. And I was like, okay. And again, the first book, I was like, okay, that was whatever. It's not as cool as everybody thought. But again, I think it felt cooler and it got cooler as the book goes on.
See, I was confused when I read the first one. I thought it was like one of those things. Like I was thinking more of the mindset like of Scrubs. Like you have a real world and then you have like JD's
imaginary.
Yeah. I thought that was happening. I was like, oh, no, that really happened. Okay. All right. So I don't get it. And now, yeah. So now it's just an absurd reality. But the thing is, I will ask one thing. Do you think that the movie is going to bring new fans to the book? Or do you think, because I'll...
Possibly.
I really feel like
Edgar Wright.
But see, so do you think people are going to go see the movie that never read the book?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So I don't, because...
it just seems like from seeing that trailer, it just seems so, like, I don't know, it just seemed kind of... Yeah, so over the top, like, you would think, oh, that's so stupid if you hadn't, like, read the book. I don't see you getting that kind of drawn in kind of feeling.
Didn't Wheatley?
I thought he read the book.
Well, no, he saw it with somebody who hadn't read the books and they liked it.
Yeah, I can see people who hadn't read the books liking it. And I can see a lot of those references, like the video games and stuff. They wouldn't, I think when they, if they read the books after seeing the movie, they wouldn't get the original reference, but they could put it together with what the, in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it would actually lead them to enjoying the movie. Hmm. Younger kids, I think, would enjoy the books more if they'd seen the movie already.
Hmm.
So, all you younger kids out there listening to us, fuck titty shit poop.
that's not very nice.
Because the reason I was going to go to that, because I mean, like, because Scott Pilgrim's been
it's been talked up. The hype is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, the hype was way higher than the movie.
Well, I mean, even before the movie. I mean, just the series.
They
like
put
before,
a freaking.
It's really talked about. So I feel like if, you know, my point was that I feel like there are certain people that just decided I'm not going to read Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, there probably are.
And I mean, like, I just wonder, like, is that, you know, is it going to, I don't know. Just it'd be interesting to see.
Like
how
I'll never see Avatar.
I won't either.
See, I think people. Like,
I never saw
like,
Titanic there.
I got to say, though, I did.
Good
Avatar
you.
Is it's an awful film.
Don't you have it on Blu-ray?
Yeah, it's an awful film, but it's incredible. Dude, the visual effects are amazing, but it's awful. It's a awful film. I was just tearing it apart like the entire time watching
it. You saw it in the theater, right?
No, I fell asleep. In theater.
And then you bought it on Blu-ray?
I bought it on Blu-ray.
Did you go see it 3D?
Yeah.
I fell asleep with the glasses.
It was the most boring. I was like, oh my God, it's the most boring movie ever.
Who was with you?
Oh, I was with Jordana. I definitely was out.
Did she want to go see that movie?
What, Avatar?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did she like it?
I can't remember. I think she kind of liked it.
I think I would be kind of pissed if I had to be taken to a movie I didn't want to see and the person who wanted to go fell asleep in it.
It was a 3D movie. I think it was 3D and loud. I don't think she even knew. I woke up in the end. I was like, whoa, that was awesome.
It was loud and you still. still fell down.
Dude, that movie.
That is a sign awful. Of a. That's yeah, that's a bad movie telling. When you fall asleep.
Like, literally, well. Like. 10 minutes, like literally, like it, there's a point you could pause the movie, and the movie's like 3 hours long. You could probably pause the movie at like 35 minutes, and I could have told you everything that was going to happen, and I would have nailed it. Spot on. Spot on. It's like painting by the numbers. It's like, it was so bad.
Is there anything to say about Scott Pilgrim from this point, or have we said all that we can think to say?
I don't want to spoil it because I'm thinking
exactly
this
what
is
happened.
At the Upstate Comic Club.
Scott Pilgrim
maybe.
Leads to other
like our discussion at the Comic Club was just like all over the place.
Well, I had some of the nerdiest conversations I've ever had in my entire life.
You work at a comic book store.
I know exactly.
Well, the thing about the book, and I thought about this as we were coming down, like. It's really hard to have an in-depth conversation on this unless you're hitting certain plot points and everything. Because the main draw of the book, like we said earlier, is the randomness. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So it's like, you know, it's not like the overarching theme you can kind of pull out and we can kind of pull out. It's not really. It's kind of like, you know, shit happens or, you know, relationships kind of suck and they're messy. I guess you can take it. But even then, I think it's putting more of your personal feelings into the book than what's actually in there. Like you say, it's kind of a thin book in terms of like character development. So you talk about it, unless you're going to go, hey, you remember on page 7 when like that funny joke, unless you want to just point out, it really is going to be about like random occurrences. You will branch out.
Every character in that book is a personality.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. Yep. The only characters that might change are Ramona and Scott Pilgrim.
Well, one of them goes to sexuality change, but you
know. Knives grew up.
Pretty drastic one.
That was a phase.
You haven't gotten there yet.
It's pretty funny.
I was like, really? Did you go back? Okay.
Yeah, it's like apparently you weren't paying attention in book 4.
Well, we told you. But yeah, and another thing, I think we probably shouldn't go too in depth because this should be like a hey, by the way, this is what you're missing.
Yeah,
you haven't read it kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I think we've done a good job. I don't think we spoiled anything.
Yeah, all 6 books are out. I recommend reading them. And again, 1, 2. And I think Joel said he made the 3 and still couldn't go. He still didn't dig it.
He's the only person.
He's like 60, so, I mean.
That's like, what, 18 kid? No.
I will say, if you can't get into it, first one, if you can't get into it by 2, you probably need to not. It's not going to be for you. Save some money. But I like the first 2.
3.
Because like, I think the first 2, like, Sean, cover your ears. I think like the first 2 are like $5 each on Amazon or something like that.
It's
so
okay.
I think you can kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of a low investment.
Now she's like, come to Heroes Con and find them even cheaper as a set now.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. You probably would better get those. But you won't get the awesome foil cover, probably.
Do they not have the foil cover anymore?
I thought it was just like the first run,
yeah,
right?
Was it?
I'm very happy about that.
No, I don't care.
Foil cover, first edition. Love it.
I did like that one. That's shiny.
It's awesome. I remember getting it. I was like, wow. And then they didn't do it anymore.
I would say 3, 2, 1 was meh, like I said. 2
I loved it.
Piqued my interest.
Yeah.
3 grabbed me. 4 had me wanting more.
Yeah. Are you rhyming? Okay. All right.
And then 5, I was like completely invested.
You were alive.
And 5,
were you at 5?
5 made me alive. 6 kind of sucked some dicks. No, it wasn't that bad.
No. More fun than a bag of dicks. For a gay guy, I guess. I don't know.
No, 6 was good, but 5 is the pinnacle of awesomeness.
Yeah, 5 is the best that this series gets, and I think it actually made like kind of expectations for 6 very, very high because like, they keep getting better. He's like, you max out at 5, but
it wasn't the worst one. Exactly,
6 is really good, but I think 5 was just, and I guess that was the biggest. Well, we want to tear these books apart, but I think, like I said, my advice would be to pick up the first 2 volumes, mm-hmm. cheap if you can, maybe get them used, and then if you like them, jump all the way in.
Yeah, if you think you might like it after reading 2, still pick up 3.
Yeah.
Unless if you totally have no interest in it, you can stop at 2. But if you're piqued interest at 2,
it is drastically better. And I can't imagine, because like I remember like the biggest disappointment would read the book 20 minutes and I say you're waiting a year for the next one. Like I can't wait to read them just back to back to back. I'm looking forward to it. That's probably like 2 hours of reading right there.
You'll still be confused when you get to 6.
It's a lot of fun. It's a nice fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Rainy day. read through.
We're going to go laser tag it up, bitches.
Yeah, we are.
What?
I'm going to take some pictures, and maybe we got enough cameras we can blow. We need to do a Dollar Bin part of the site. It's like, hey, party with Adam.
I'm so scared right now.
Dollar Bin.
Sean, we have to develop our laser plan.
Just going to set the camera down and crawl into a corner. Just
right now.
Just have like the little laser thing.
Worst movie I've ever been to at the theater.
What's that?
That was a case
Blair Witch
of
Project? Blair Witch
that
Project.
Was a case of
worst
you know
movie.
That if you would have like saw that movie,
but
if
I
you
didn't walk out of it.
Movie.
I've only walked out of one movie.
What was that?
I didn't. That was Mars Attacks.
Oh, I've walked out of and people get on me all the time. What was the M. Night Shyamalan one?
The Happening?
No, not that
Signs?
One. I say no. I don't like Signs.
Oh, I haven't seen Signs.
No,
the one with the
Bruce Willis.
Oh, Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
You didn't like
that
Unbreakable?
Movie sucked. Like when he was sitting there, like I think I tagged out.
It
like
wasn't
with
Village.
The Village. I stayed. I saw that like a cable. I think cable. I think by then I figured out M. Night Shyamalan's whole thing.
Was,
I was like, fucking out.
There was a trailer, and before Scott Pilgrim, they showed a trailer, and everybody's like watching it, and then it just it's like, what the fuck's going on? And it just goes M. Night Shyamalan. The whole theater goes.
Everybody was like, straight up, the whole theater.
That's the, is it the elevator one with
yeah.
the devil?
The whole theater groaned. Like, the entire theater. It was
funny. I can't remember where I was, but, where was it? I was somewhere and like, I just randomly heard these two guys having a conversation about Airbender, the show. They were talking about the movie. They were like, it's like, why would you advertise is an M. Night Shyamalan movie? Like, that just convinced me not to go see the piece of shit. And it was like, dude.
Why do studios keep financing him?
Because he had a movie.
I got to say,
Signs was good,
Sixth Sense was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Signs was really good.
Does he make his money back?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
The Mark Wahlberg movie
was
awful.
I wasted 2 hours of my life.
I saw the last half hour of that movie. Trailer. It pulled me in. The premise was. They just got so heavy handed. It's like he's like George Lucas. He makes his actors fail. Hey. Like you can't be good in an M. Night Shyamalan.
Hey Brian.
Shyamalan ding dong.
Hey, what's Jimmy Palmiotti say about people that don't like The Happening? When we did that interview,
he liked The Happening.
You don't hang out with those people no more. Yeah, he liked
The plan's interview. Getting even.
Yeah, yeah.
The
interview,
plants that decide.
One of our,
like, hey,
one of our heroes kind of interviews, I said something about my friend saying that movie was terrible, and he said, you don't hang out with those people no more.
Hey, I'm walking.
We got an interview over here.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I saw The Devil. The Devil commercial.
I was like, this whole movie take place in an elevator.
It looked weird. I don't care.
I was expecting it to be called, like, The Shaft or, like...
The Shaft!
Or something, like, Elevator Goes Down. But it was called The Devil.
Call it Going Down. That's what I would have called it. Going Down.
Wasn't that already a movie with, like, Kurt... No, it's Falling Down.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of good.
That's an awesome movie. Kurt Douglas?
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. So, go see Scott Pilgrim. Go see it in theater.
And read it.
Oh,
read it.
This is what we never said. So, do we have a definitive answer? Should they read before seeing? Is that a definitive statement? Or is it not necessary?
It's not necessary.
And then go back and read and still enjoy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Brendan from Richards, he's read 1 through 3. He saw the movie the same day we saw it. And afterwards, he said that he didn't feel any need to read the rest of them. But I say do.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on 5 and you see the movie, still read 6 because it's completely
different.
I mean, there's a lot of aspects of the movie that match up with 6, but like...
Oh, so is Envy in the movie, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hot?
Yeah.
Who plays her?
She's hot, right?
She should be really, really... She should be like, is she far and away hotter than everyone else? She should be.
She's not.
Ramona is more engaging.
Yeah. I saw the Ramona. Like, it's kind of like in a book, I didn't get why she was so attractive. Like, kind of same thing with the movie thing. I don't get why she's so attractive.
No, I would totally do Ramona.
She is the most attractive in the movie, though.
She is?
And she does
She's prettier than Envy?
And she does
I'm against the movie already. Envy
is so... She does the panty scene.
Yeah, she does.
I saw that in a trailer.
Yeah, she does the panty scene, so...
She shows the booty.
Yeah, a little she does some bra cleavage, where she kind of leans forward wearing the bra thing.
Hey, hey.
She does some of that.
She kind of looks
fights.
Like this.
Yeah.
Oh, fights. Yes. I never answered the fight question. I know I'm going back.
That's okay.
Was it Envy and... Envy and Ramona. I love that. With, like, the Ramona have, like, the giant hammer or something. That was pretty cool. I remember that one.
Did she fight Envy?
I thought it was Envy fought Ramona. Then when they had their first appearance...
I know they...
Was it Envy and Knives? It was Envy and Ramona. Well,
it doesn't Envy.
Ramona, yes, in Infinite Sadness.
Ramona fights. She fights one of her exes. She helps and fights the ex.
Yeah, here it is. Ramona and Envy fighting.
Oh,
with
Roxy. She had in her purse.
Had a cool kick versus hammer thing. That was pretty cool. Or sledgehammer, whatever. Hammer plus two against girls.
Yeah. Yes.
Brie Larson plays Envy.
Who?
What else has she been in?
Let's find out. 13 going on 30.
Is that another one of those movies about changing bodies with your mom?
No, that one's where she wishes she could be an adult, and she is, but she's still big. 13 inside.
Oh, she's on United States.
Was it like creepy, like big, where she had sex? it was really kind of creepy when you think about it. Big.
No, she does have a fiance, but they managed to avoid that.
Does have a fiance. She gets engaged.
She hasn't before. Like she,
when she's 13, it's she like has a fiance?
No, she basically wakes up in her adult self.
You know what? I've decided I've lost interest.
She was on one episode of Popular.
What's Popular? Ooh.
She played Robin. I don't remember who that was.
I need to go back and watch that again.
She's in her big thing is United States of Tara.
Is there a picture of her on your phone?
I've never heard of United States of Tara.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it.
It's the chick with the multiple personalities.
So, yes, fight scenes are awesome. The movie fight scenes, we'll talk about those when we do the movie review in a couple weeks.
I can't wait to see that movie. I want to see that movie. Like, I think I've even talked Jordan into going with me.
I don't think I'm going to go see it in the theater again, but I will own it on Blu-ray when it comes out. I guarantee you I'll own it on Blu-ray.
This isn't a 3D right?
No, thank God. I'm so over.
Guarantee I'll own it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, okay. Right, Ted. I know you're going to see Up 3D.
And Sean and I have books 1, 4, 5, and 6. I will be buying 2 and 3 to finish off the collection eventually.
I think that's
but I'll
the way
probably
to go.
Get them at Heroes Con or something like that. So
it's the way to go.
You don't have to read the books before you see the movie. Seeing the movie may lead you to want to read the books. Reading the books, if you've read the books, definitely see the movie.
Read the books can help you enjoy the movie, but it's not a prerequisite.
Right. And I don't think it'll hurt the quality of the books by seeing the movie first.
I don't think either one hurts either one. A lot of times, movies can hurt the book or the book can hurt the
movie. Why are you making bad faces, Ted?
I'm not. All right.
Thank you guys for listening. You want to talk about any San Diego real quick, Sean, before I hit stop?
Oh, I have no one. No, I'm good.
Okay.
What? Talk to you guys later. The hype for San Diego was ridiculous. The hype for Scott Pilgrim at San Diego was ridiculous.
I saw some pictures that they looked like they had like a crazy pavilion set up or something.
They did.
For it.
They took over a hotel across the street and had like two stories worth of stuff. You could play the video game. You could create an avatar.
I made my little Facebook avatar. I haven't put it up yet though.
And they took, you know, that like they had a billboard on the side of a hotel.
It's actually kind
of
cute.
Like on the windows. I think they did that in Chicago,
too. Did you see the picture? I posted it in my
picture. You didn't think she was half Vila?
Yeah, that's how
you?
I knew.
Like, cute.
Dude,
like
she's
floors,
hot.
Like
you're so off.
20 floors.
And then I saw the little movie. I saw the clip of her being all nudie.
What are you talking about now?
The chick that played Fleur de Leclerc.
You don't want to hear Ted talk about Harry Potter and nudie scene?
Let me make sure she's not like 12 before I start. Oh, okay, she's good.